Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Let's check leading headlines at 47 minutes after the hour. Last week, they didn't need a bailout, but now Ireland has confirmed it will accept $140 billion to assist its struggling banks. With us now is the BBC's business correspondent, Theo Leggett. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning, John.
So, I can't tell if this is a ritual. No, we don't need it. Then you're sort of forced to take it. Or if this is something unraveling, really, at the end of the day, and that the Irish weren't being completely candid about what was going on with their banking system.
I think it's maybe that Ireland wasn't being completely candid and was trying to span things out for as long as possible. Ireland doesn't actually have to borrow money on the bond markets until approaching the middle of next year. So in theory, there shouldn't have been a crisis. But on the other hand, the country's been under a great deal of pressure to accept a bailout, particularly from powerful members of the euro single currency zone, such as Germany and France. Now, those countries are worried that if Ireland were to come close to default, if there were to be a crisis, other members of that zone like Portugal and Spain might then find it difficult to borrow themselves and get into trouble as well. And we could have a sort of destructive cycle through the eurozone. And that pressure itself has been playing out on the bond markets, pushing up the yields on Irish bonds. And although most economists agree that Ireland does need the money or would have needed it eventually, it does seem that the Irish government was content to span things out until it became quite clear it couldn't do that any longer.
And Portugal's up next. They're saying they don't need a bailout. I mean, are we to expect it's going to go the same way? How much more of this kind of pressure can the euro take?
Well, I think Portugal has been bought some time by the bailout being provided for Ireland. It's reduced the risk, if you like, that there could be a rush of people selling off Portuguese bonds and refusing to buy them when Portugal needs to borrow. So the problem has been postponed for a few months. The concern is that the way the eurozone works, this kind of thing is only going to happen further down the line, that unless there is far-reaching reform of the eurozone, and in particular the way that the finances of its members are controlled, then this kind of thing will happen again and again. And if that's the case, then the eurozone could start to change at the very least, possibly even start to crumble.
The BBC's Theo Leggett, business correspondent, thanks so much. Reacting to Ireland taking a $140 billion handout from the International Monetary Fund and the other nations of the EU.